The Tuesday ruling from federal judge Sarah Evans Barker struck down a law saying only doctors can provide medication abortions, a law saying second trimester abortions can only be performed in hospitals, and the state's ban on telemedicine abortion consultations. The case was brought by Whole Women's Health Alliance, a Virginia nonprofit that operates three abortion clinics, one in Virginia, one in Texas, and one here in South Bend, the only abortion clinic in Michiana. President and CEO Amy Hagstrom-Miller says the case is what's called a comprehensive repeal, using the legal standard from Whole Women's Health v. Hellerstadt, a 2016 Supreme Court case which challenged some Texas abortion restrictions.
That basically says a state can't restrict access to abortion unless those restrictions are supported by scientific evidence, medical facts.
Even though Barker also upheld some of Indiana's abortion restrictions, including requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals, Miller says the ruling will make safe abortion care more accessible to Hoosiers.
Some folks may look at it as a mixed decision, but in a state of like Indiana, the fact that we were able to strike down so many laws, we're really seeing that as a win.
In a statement, Indiana Right to Life CEO Mike Fitcher called the ruling horrific, saying it is judicial activism at its absolute worst. Indiana is expected to appeal the decision to the Seventh Circuit Court, and depending on the outcome of the case there, it could eventually end up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is also hearing a Mississippi abortion case this October, and with the appointment of Justice Amy Coney Barrett by former President Trump last year, it has a 6-3 conservative majority. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacob Lazaro.